College Breakfast with Julian Clover
across our university city and South Cambridgeshire.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
If you're anything like me, which hopefully you're not, I just have a lousy sort of sense of direction, really. Walking across the room can sometimes be challenging, getting to the other side. So a visit to Addenbrookes, well, probably have to leave an extra hour or something for me to find where I'm going to. There is, however, help on the way for both Addenbrookes and Rosie Hospitals. A new CUH Directions app has been created. The idea of Mike Jump, who's a member of the Outpatient Experience Group. Mike's on the line now, as is Ali Perkins, who's the Deputy Operations Manager, and she's supported the Outpatient Experience Group to help develop the app. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Julian.
Morning. Thanks for coming on. Mike, let me start with you. How did you come up with the idea?
Well, actually, I'm actually a volunteer at the hospital. And while I was in one of the outpatient experience group meetings early on in lockdown, we were kicking around the idea that because of lockdown, patients were still coming into the hospital. But of course, there were no volunteer guides to help them find their way.
Of course, you have these wonderful meeters and greeters. They're the people who
That's basically right.
I say, I've got an appointment here, where on earth is it? And of course, straight away, they know the answer. And half the time, they'd escort me there as well if I wanted.
Exactly so. So of course, these guides weren't there anymore. So we thought, well, what could we do to help users find their way to around the hospital? And the idea basically grew from that.
It's simple but effective. Ali, I guess from your perspective, you know, patients finding their way to their appointment, I'd about to say quicker, on time is a bonus, because I know that's a struggle for people if the doctors, if the patients don't make it in because they're wandering around the hospital trying to work out which floor they're supposed to be on.
Absolutely, and that does happen. And, you know, of course, working at the hospital as a member of staff, we regularly bump into patients who are looking lost and stressed and very confused. And sometimes you have to give them quite a long string of directions to get to where it is they want to go. So we're hoping this is going to be a really big improvement for them.
Yeah, Mike, so let's sort of talk about what happens. I guess for iPhone and for Android users, they both can download the app.
Yes, the app works on both systems. And as Ali said, basically a wayfinding app is just a really simple application that can help users to find their way from where they are to where they want to be. So, for example, if I've got an appointment in Clinic 3 and I know I'm going to arrive at the bus station, I simply pop into the app bus station for where I arrive and Clinic 3 for where I want to go to. And I press on the find route button and it will show me step by step how to get from the bus station to my appointment to Clinic 3. And it's totally stress free.
And does it work for sort of the whole sort of area around the hospitals, or is it just specifically Addenbrookes and the Rosie right now?
It works for all the public areas around Addenbrookes and the Rosie. I think that's right. I'm saying that, isn't it, Ali?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's all the public areas. So anywhere that a patient or a visitor might need to go within the Addenbrookes complex.
What if something changes? I guess that's the question. Is the app going to be sort of kept up to date? I guess, and Ali can probably help me here. I might guess that things sort of stay largely where they are, but from time to time, something has to go to another room. The one department might swap with another.
That's right. And we can regularly update our app several times a year. So what we're doing is we've loaded a patient feedback survey or user feedback survey for people to give us their thoughts on the app so that we can make changes as part of the upgrades. And also any areas that are added, new wards or anything like that, will be added in future upgrades.
Mm, that's good. I gather you've also worked with CamSide. These things are quite important. I remember chatting a few years back to the people who do the subtitles on the TV, and they use a specific font to make it even clearer for people. And I guess that kind of usability is important.
Yeah, that's right. We actually worked alongside CamSide very early on when we were discussing the various app options that we had, just to check whether the app would be as you would be user friendly for people with, for example, with restricted vision, and it, as it so happens, I'm one of those myself. So we took on board the advice that they gave us, for example, that every single photograph should have some description added, which means that you don't suddenly trying to find your way around to a particular location and then there's suddenly there's just a picture but no description. So we put in a description as well, so that patients who use audio description or text to sound can find their way around.
I can imagine a scenario where you sort of ask for the text to be read out, and if it says, you know, untitled photograph, that's not particularly helpful, is it?
That's not particularly helpful, that's right. So we've done that. So every text, every photograph has a text that sits along with it. And we've also changed the app so that the user can change the size of the font on the description as well. Oh,
that's very useful. Ali, I guess, you know, one of parts of your role is to speak to people going to the hospital. What is clearly they're going to welcome this. Well, what sort of other things do they want to make their, if you like, stay or temporary stay more enjoyable? Is the wrong word really? But straightforward probably.
Well, that's a really good question. We get a lot of feedback from patients in our very dynamic patient experience group in outpatients. They've made all kinds of improvements for us with things from urgent communications during the pandemic, because things that make sense to us as hospital staff don't necessarily make as much sense to patients. So helping us word things in a way that are meaningful to patients has been really helpful. They've highlighted and addressed access and signage issues around the trust. They've rewritten patient surveys and patient information to make that more patient friendly. We've implemented all their suggestions to improve video appointments when we rolled those out during the pandemic, and we continue to do that. And they've even addressed safety issues like the main drive, which has a shared pavement, and it had cars overhanging the pavement, reducing space for pedestrians. We've worked with the estates team to address that. And I think one of the latest things that has become a big issue in the outpatient experience group is around patients communicating with the hospital, getting through to the right department, being able to speak to the right person. So we're just starting now a project on that, which will have various strands to it.
I confess I haven't needed to call Adam Brooks on the phone for a while, but one gets the impression that the phone system is a bit clunky. I'm hoping there'll be improvements.
Well, in the way that we've improved people finding their way around the hospital, sort of physically, we're hoping now to be able to help them find their way around the hospital in terms of contacting people so that you don't get passed through to so many people, things like that. And also patients know who to contact for what.
Yeah, no, that's good news. So the app is called CUH Directions. So we've got to remember that bit. But and then put that mic into, as you say, either into the Apple App Store or into Google. My colleague Alex is here, and she's already successfully downloaded it on her iPhone whilst we've been speaking.
Excellent. There's one thing I just say, Julian, that the nice thing about the app particularly is that once you've downloaded it onto your phone, you don't need Wi-Fi then or roaming to use it within the hospital.
Oh, that's good. I can imagine there being little corners of the hospital where the Wi-Fi signal doesn't necessarily reach.
Exactly. And some people don't have that much Wi-Fi or roaming available on their systems.
No, that's very true. Alex has been looking at the... What's it looking like, Alex?
It looks very, very easy to use. Now, I work in Addenbrookes some days a week, so and I have to show people round.
We don't anymore.
Yes,
got the app
and
to
I've
do
now
it.
Got this. I'll have this sneakily under my arm. So, sometimes it's pretty. It looks really easy. Where are you now? Where do you want to go? Just put the two in. And it takes you there.
Well, good work, Mike.
Brilliant.
And Ali and your team. Who actually did the technical bits on all of this?
Would you mean the actual development of the app?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a company called Innove, who we came across fairly on in our research. We actually looked at three different systems early on in our work, just to see which one seemed to suit us best. And Innove was by far the simplest, and the easiest to use, and this is the one that we've chosen.
Well, as you heard from Alex, looks good. So I dare say I'll be downloading it a little later on. CUH Directions, if you're looking for it. Ali and Mike, thank you both very much for coming on this morning.
Pleasure, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Very welcome. That's Ali Perkins, who's Deputy Operations Director for Outpatients at Addenbrookes, and Rosie, and also Mike Jump as well, member of the Outpatient Experience Group. That takes us to 9:19. We'll see if we can find our way around the travel now.
Cambridge Breakfast
with Julian Clover.
Cambridge 105 Radio.